Mark, it's fantastic to see you here. Of course, you're back home here as part of the Classic Wallabies, having played for both Queensland and New South Wales, and of course, playing for the Geelong Reds back in the 90s. Still, you know, these sort of things are a big effort from yourself and also everybody else at the Classic Wallabies, but still, fantastic days, isn't it?
You know what's been fantastic is the fact that the young blokes out here playing in front of blokes who have, you know, represented Australia, and they get a chance to have a bit of a crack against, and these blokes, they're very keen today as well, they get a chance to pick themselves, you know, against these skillful players and test their skill as well. Yeah. I think it's such a credit to Moree too, and the community at large, you know, Central North community. They've all come out in droves. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful day.
Well, it's just been on 20-odd years since, of course, you played for Tamworth Pirates.
In 23,
the,
23
years you played for the Central North Grand Final there for the mighty Heath Shield, of course, for Tamworth Pirates against your good mates over the river there at Tamworth Magpies. How did that come about? Because certainly you had a great career playing for both the Reds and the Waratahs, and again in Sydney as well. But tell us a little bit about the Wanderings and, of course, how you were well influenced by Gary Walsh.
I've been well influenced by Gary Walsh. I did a country music with Gary, and I think I went 3 days straight with no sleep. My lovely wife at the time and I, we moved up here to get involved in the gymnasium, because that was our background, and unfortunately it didn't work out. But I joined a club that had such a good spirit. I turned up here just as doing a little bit of a recce at first, and I brought my boots to the game one day, and I think I played in second grade, just having a bit of a run with Peter Treasure and good old Baz Everingham in seconds, and I just had such a great time. And then I was asked, are you moving up here? I said, yeah, I am. So that's when my love-hate relationship grew with Gary Walsh.
And of course, what are you up to now? And just fantastic, as I said, you know. It's great to reconnect with a lot of the fellas you played with back in the 90s.
Yeah. All I'm doing now is, I'm based in Brizzy because my youngest son's at Nudgee College up in Brizzy. I was up there for 2 years. He's in year 11 and 12. Big 6'5", strapping fella playing first 15 rugby, but he's a smart kid as well. At 6'5", it's always, you have to ask the question, don't you, what the milkman looks like, because thankfully he does look like me, the young fella. But although I am based in Kangaroo Valley now, 2 hours south of Sydney, and when he finishes school, I'll head back down to Kangaroo Valley and keep doing. I do adventure training now with companies and sporting teams, so I'll go back to that.
Of course, finally, you're part of the inaugural Queensland Red side last year. Did a great job to pull it all together. 60 girls came out of nowhere to train them up, get to the final, and it needed, you know, the great Ash Houston to be able to get the job done. But when you look back, your legacy is going to be the start of what is a magnificent thing and what is the Bill Cook Super W.
Do you know what? It's one of my proudest coaching moments, and probably proudest coaching opportunities of my career. I learned so much about myself as a coach. It came back to communication, how you deal with wonderful athletes, and that's what they are. They're women playing women's rugby, but they're as athletic. You know, they tackle as hard, they run as hard. They're as skillful in many ways for women's rugby, and I was so proud of the girls, and it's a very humbling experience to be part of an inaugural Super W competition and coach those Queensland women. Wilderness experience training. Wet. So, look it up on Facebook. That's what it is. But thank you so much.
Well, Michael Hayes, it's fantastic to see you here. Of course, former Pirate, Red, and also Waratahs. Great to see him here as part of the Classic Wallabies, and check him out as far as the experience is there. And we wish him all the best moving forward.